Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 30th of October, recording at 9:14 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights. High-flying markets experienced a little bit of profit-taking today. No heavy selling that I'm aware of, but most stock markets were down a little bit. Hang Seng Index and China were exceptions. They both gained. European markets show small losses, at least all the ones that I can see on the Bloomberg screen, except for IBEX, which Owen commented on, and that's made a stunning recovery from the property and banking-related ravages that it experienced back in the summer. And Wall Street closed on the lower side of the day, but the Dow was only down 77, almost 78 points, nearly 10 on the S&P, with the NASDAQ down the merest fraction, I hear 0.73 of 1%, so still showing a reasonable relative performance there. Again, nervousness before the Fed's decision tomorrow, more on that in a moment. But bonds were a little weaker. Those are bond prices. The dollar had a quieter day, but nevertheless was down. But no big currency moves that I'm aware of. The Asian currencies are pretty strong, but that's been the case really for quite a while. And in now, precious metals. I think I mentioned yesterday that we might see a little bit of nervousness before the Fed's rate decision, and we certainly had that today. Gold bullion closed. Well, they've changed the mucked around with the screen here now, so I'm not seeing that action. Let me just put that up. Beg your pardon here. Hold on just a moment. And get that action. Gold was down a little over $8 here. That's bullion today. And all the metals had weakened. Actually, everything was down in the metals complex. Crude oil was down quite sharply, 3.15. Bringing it back to 90.38, and all the soft commodities that I saw were down. One commodity bucking the trend was natural gas, which is still in rally mode, but that's it's a late mover. It's lagged way behind crude oil for most of the advance that we've seen over the last year. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I mentioned at the beginning of my introduction that some of the high-flying markets were pausing. Now, they are arguably a little bit overbought in the short term. I don't think they are seriously overbought, but a little bit of reaction and consolidation on leading stock markets would certainly do no harm, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that. I still fret over the bank shares in the West, but they've been steadier in the last few days, and although they eased with the Dow down nearly 78 points here today, for once they weren't leading on the downside. So, you know, if one's looking for silver linings, there's been a modest improvement there. But overall, I just think the risk profile in terms of the West is just so much higher than the risk profile that I see in the East, ex-Japan, and also in the resources markets. Now, if we had a major sell-off on Wall Street, and I'm not really expecting one, then that would be a drag on all markets, of course. But what we've seen is some economic uncoupling, in that we do have much weaker economies in the USA, particularly in the USA, but Britain looks quite vulnerable. And the European economies, I think they're the least vulnerable, perhaps, but they're not exactly towers of strength here, and consumption is relatively low in most of those markets. So boom times are all coming from the emerging markets, particularly the Asian emerging markets and the resources countries, and that's where I want to concentrate my own investment funds, and will continue to do so. Plus some of the gold plays that I have. At this stage, well, what's the Fed going to do in here? Certainly the strong consensus is that we'll get a quarter point cut. I have said previously that I favored a bigger cut, but I'll go along with the consensus. But I would be pleased to see a bold move by Bernanke again, and a 50 basis points cut. And you know that old saw about how central banks should raise interest rates like an escalator, in other words, gradually, and cut them like an elevator, and in other words, really quite sharply. So if we, on the outside chance, if we were to get a 50 basis point cut, I think we'd get a good rally in these stock markets tomorrow. And on a quarter point cut, well, it's probably pretty well discounted in here. And so don't be surprised if we get a little bit more consolidation occurring both in stock markets that have been leading the way, and also in precious metals over the short term. Both look to me attractive on an intermediate term basis, but I would expect, again, the favored fuller money themes in terms of stock markets to do much better on the upside than the Western markets and Japan. And crude oil, I think some of the storm-related, supply-related concerns are alleviating. That's helping to bring that price back. Crude's advance really has been very much of a ranging nature, step by step, and I think that's very likely to continue. If it does continue, if we get a rather boring trend of several weeks of ranging and then a little step on the upside, that would actually be okay. That wouldn't be difficult for the markets to deal with generally. It's the spikes that create the problems, and that we hopefully won't see. But I think it would take some more dramatic news development really to create a price spike in crude oil. And what else to mention? I think that's pretty much it. You're going to get away lightly here today. So I'll just say, meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.